The prosecutor in the case, Kirsten Dyerman, spoke outside the court on Wednesday.
Sagen går nu i gang i dag, og den pågældende er tiltalt for overtrædelse af straffelovens terrorparagraf som forsøg på terror.
She said the defendant is accused of an attempted terror attack and attempted murder. The defendant, 29-year-old Mohammed Gil, allegedly broke into the house of a Danish cartoonist in January last year. The cartoonist, Kurt Westergaard, drew caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in 2005, which sparked protests around the world. Prosecutors say Gil broke into Westergaard's home carrying an axe. Westergaard locked himself in a panic room and was unharmed. The defendant admits breaking into the house carrying a weapon, but says his aim was only to frighten Westergaard, not to kill him. Danish investigators say they believe Gil has ties to the Somali-based militia group Al-Shabaab, which is linked to Al-Qaeda. Anoush Etashami is from the Centre for the Advanced Study of the Arab World at Britain's Durham University. He says Al-Shabaab may be spreading its reach beyond East Africa.
It has expressed disdain for Western and UN values in Somalia, in Africa, and in the Muslim world, but has very lately began to articulate a position more consistent with Al-Qaeda's worldview of confronting the West on its own territory and its own terms.
But he says he doesn't believe the militia is powerful enough to organize a major attack in the West.
I don't think myself that it has the sustainable basis for carrying organized violence against Western targets in Europe and in other Western countries. But nevertheless, given that individuals mobilized and indoctrinated by Al-Shabaab can inflict or try and inflict harm, is a serious concern.
Etashami says the cartoons published half a decade ago will continue to stir resentment. Last month, European authorities arrested 5 people suspected of planning an attack on the Danish newspaper that originally published the controversial images. Sayla Hennessy for VOA News, London.